This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Mesa County will move to a higher risk level on the COVID-19 dial tomorrow. CPR's Stina Sieg reports a sharp increase in coronavirus cases is why.
Up until the fall, Mesa County had relatively low levels of COVID transmission, with few hospitalizations and deaths. What's changed? Jeff Coor, executive director of Mesa County Public Health, says people let their guard down.
COVID is much higher now than it was a month ago, 2 months ago. And so now it's gotten into our nursing homes. We have an outbreak at the jail. We have an outbreak with the homeless population. It's everywhere now.
In the past week, COVID deaths have more than doubled in Mesa County. Coor says it will take everyone's help to turn that around by reducing contact with other people. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Denver and Aurora are joining forces to combat increasing youth violence. Both cities have seen a spike in juvenile crime and say they'll develop partnerships and leverage existing resources, including more programs for young people and communities and more coordination between the two cities. Keystone opened for skiing and snowboarding today. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
I'm standing at the base of Keystone on opening day. After a nail-biting wait for state approval, Vail Resorts got the go-ahead last night to open for the first day of skiing. Everybody's in a mask and the lift line is pretty spaced out, but it appears to be moving okay. The crowds will likely be bigger later in the season, once more terrain is open. It's a strange first day, but officials say they're prepared for COVID-19 and are planning for a safe winter. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, the president of the Center for Popular Democracy talks about Democratic gains in Georgia fueled by community organizers. Then, an FDA advisory committee says studies of a drug for Alzheimer's do not show it is effective. The outcome contradicted a rosy agency assessment. We'll have those stories coming up for you next on All Things Considered. And you're listening to All Things Considered on CPR News.